Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Again, our purpose is so that we get to know God in a deeper, more intimate way. That's our desire, isn't it? To always grow in our knowledge and love for God. So the Midianites had overpowered Israel and were devouring all their crops. There was this man named Gideon, and he was threshing wheat in a wine press in order to hide the grain from the enemy. And God appeared to him in the form of an angel, the angel of the Lord. He commissioned Gideon to save the Israelites from the Midianites and promised victory. After the angel proved that he was indeed God, Gideon exclaimed, "Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die." And then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, you ready? Yahweh Shalom. The Lord is peace. The word shalom in Hebrew is translated with the English word peace, but it carries a deeper and broader meaning. Shalom means wholeness, completeness. There's a writer, a man named Cornelius Plantinga, and he explains it this way. I love the way he says this. He says, in the Bible, shalom means universal flourishing, wholeness, and delight, a rich state of affairs in which natural needs are satisfied and natural gifts fruitfully employed. As the Creator and Savior opens doors and welcomes the creatures in whom He delights. Shalom, in other words, is the way things ought to be. Shalom is the way things ought to be. God is Yahweh Shalom. He is the Lord of completeness. He is the Lord of wholeness. He's the Lord who brings delight to our souls. When we follow Him, our relationship with Him is how it ought to be. He restores things to the way they ought to be. Our sin separates us from God, right? That's not new news, but there's good news, and that's the gospel of peace. Ephesians 6:15 talks about that. Yahweh Shalom sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us to provide peace through His blood shed on the cross. And He gives us the Holy Spirit, who is life and peace, Romans 8:6 says. So God wants you to be enveloped by His peace. He is Yahweh Shalom. Father, thank you for giving me peace through Jesus. Thank you for giving me the Holy Spirit who settles my heart with peace. Help me to live a life that is complete and whole in you. Help me to live with your shalom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.